From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Concerns about the Iran nuclear deal and other regional issues are being raised by the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers in meetings with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Doha Qatar. Avoiding nuclear weapons threat to the region is a top priority to the six GCC countries, according to the Qatari foreign minister. The GCC hopes to achieve security, peace, and stability with the help of the United States, he said. Kerry is meeting with the group to ease concerns about last month's multinational agreement on Iran's nuclear program. The International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has responded to allegation that hundreds of athletes have been involved in doping.
If there should be cases involving results at Olympic Games, the IOC will act with zero tolerance with our usual policy. But at this time, we have nothing more than allegations. And we have to respect the presumption of innocence for the athletes.
Reports surfaced Sunday that 146 medals at the Olympics and World Championships between 2001 and 2012 were won by athletes with suspicious blood tests. Greek stocks dropped sharply Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks. The exchange index lost nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. Shares steadily regained some ground, with the index down less than 19% after 2 hours. The government closed the stock exchange in late June when it also shut down banks and imposed limits on money withdrawals. All of those actions were in response to the country's debt crisis. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet that target. A second American has been accused by Zimbabwean authorities of illegally killing a lion. The announcement follows Zimbabwe's request that Washington extradite Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer for the alleged poaching of a rare black-maned lion. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Zimbabwe's accused Pennsylvania medical doctor Jan Casimir Seski of illegally killing a lion near the Hwangi National Park in April with a bow and arrow. Zimbabwe's National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority has suspended the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in the Hwangi area. Last week, news of the killing of a well-known black-maned lion named Cecil by Walter Palmer sparked international outrage on social media. Palmer said he believed he was acting legally when he killed Cecil July 1st. In Washington, U.S. Senator Robert Menendez has introduced legislation. It would expand import bans to species proposed for listing as threatened or endangered, as well as those already considered endangered. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
There was no consensus Monday on how soon talks to conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade pact could be revived after the 12 parties failed to reach a deal at what was intended to be the concluding round last week in Hawaii. The timing is really a challenge at this point, really driven by electoral politics. That assessment came by the Asia Trade Center Executive Director Deborah Elm, speaking to VOA via Skype. A Canadian general election is scheduled for October 9th, and campaigning began on Sunday. Meanwhile, the U.S. presidential primaries begin in January 2016. Sluggish economic activity in China and falling oil prices triggered a steep decline among Asian stock markets today. Investors pulled out of the markets after a private survey showed China's manufacturing activity in July falling to its lowest level in 2 years. Economists say that suggests more rough water ahead for the world's second largest economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic. That peacekeeper died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. The UN force took over from the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago with the mandate to protect civilians and support a political transition in the CAR. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.